You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Back here for a pre-draft edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. But strangely, we're not going to start by talking about the draft. We're going to talk about the schedule released on Thursday night. This question from Antonio Butler. Four of the Broncos' first five games are at home. They also have four of five games on the road late in the season. Would it help if the reverse were true? Well, there's positives and negatives to both. Now, you have a new head coach in Vance Joseph, so I would say that having a front-loaded home schedule may help you a little bit. That being said, four home games out of five to start the season, not ideal. You wouldn't mind opening with a couple at home and then going on the road for two, kind of like the Broncos did last year when they started with at home in weeks one and two, then went and played Cincinnati and Tampa Bay weeks three and four. And you can look at last year, see how the Broncos faded with a lot of road games late, and that's sort of the concern as well, that four road games in 5 weeks stretch in November and December. That's certainly a concern. So it's going to be key for the Broncos to get off to a fast start. I think that's essential, not only because of the four road games in 5 weeks stretch at the end of the year, but also having three road games in a row at midseason. So it's a really daunting schedule. It's certainly not ideal. But I do think if you had to choose between one or the other, just because you have a new head coach, you choose to have four home games out of five early, but still, that's not optimal. Second question from Kelly Gable wants to know, is it crazy that I think that a quarterback's athletic ability is overrated and people using that as a way to determine a quarterback's ceiling at the next level is highly inaccurate? Well, you have to have some athletic ability, and you can look back at some very strong athletes that became great quarterbacks, but it doesn't work without what the quarterback has upstairs, what he has in terms of commanding a huddle, what he has in terms of leadership, and the ability to learn an offense, process an offense, make quick decisions, and also convey that offense to his teammates. That's why Peyton Manning was so good for so long. Never had the strongest arm, but had everything else. And he was a good enough athlete. You can just go back and look at his old Tennessee film and see that he could run the ball at one point, even though he didn't do that later in his career. You know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, these are guys, they have strong arms, but not the strongest arms, certainly, but they were able to do other things well. Trevor Siemian, he has an interesting combination because he does have the mental aptitude to be a quarterback, and he's shown some leadership skills based on what teammates are saying about him being a leader, but he's also got a strong arm. I don't think he gets enough credit for having a strong arm honed by his years playing baseball. You can see that he can get the ball off pretty quickly, and he can put some power behind it. So, yeah, I do think that raw athleticism is overrated. Other factors are more important. That's why I don't put much into, say, velocity on a quarterback. I'm looking more at accuracy, and I'm looking more at poise and what they bring in the huddle. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join in next week on next week's Mailbag during the draft, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.